intern program for older kids. So they'll be able to come in and help the younger kids learn. But it's not just for kids, it's for families. And it's a hands-on learning environment. There are 8 galleries. The whole building is 67,000 square feet. It's a giant facility.
Where is this?
It's the old City Hall.
Corner of Center and Liberty.
Yeah, right. Center and Liberty. The old, you know, it used to be the City Hall.
Is that what you mean by
you
old City Hall?
You never had to go
hall?
Down there?
Yeah. Thanks, Jay, for clearing that up.
Thank you. The old City Hall right down there in Center and Virginia. God, that's a big area. Now tell us what we're learning. What are we learning about? Tell us.
A little bit of everything. There's some science. There's some invention. Lots of Nevada history and culture. We've got a gallery called Da Vinci's Corner, which is sort of the marriage of art and science. And a lot of things Da Vinci was interested in. We've got a gallery called Under the Stars, which focuses on outdoor life in Nevada. So everything from the native animals in Nevada to the night sky, like you mentioned. We've got camping. We've got cave exploration. All kinds of really fun hands-on stuff.
Unbelievable. It's all privately funded?
Yep. Foundations and individual donors.
How can people get involved to donate?
To donate, you can contact our development director. Her name is Gretchen Beetz, and her email address, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
gbeetz@nvdm.org. It's G-B-I-E-T-Z. And she's the one that's helped us raise all the money. She's great at what she does.
Are you open now? Are you open?
Opening September 10th.
Okay, September 10th.
That's donation information. Families, if they want memberships, can go online to our website, nvdm.org. Our memberships start at $85 a year, and that's unlimited admission for the entire year for 2 adults and all of the children in the household. So,
that's excellent.
Totally affordable experience. Our memberships go up from there. We have a traveling membership that's slightly more that gets you admission to other museums in the country that belong to the Association of Children's Museums. So a membership here gets you into museums all over the country, which is pretty nice. We have a giving membership that's, I believe, $200. Should have brought my brochure. What that does.
Then go to the website.
Exactly. It gets you a membership for your family, but it gives us a membership to give away to a family in need.
Ooh,
it's been a really popular one. We're really excited to give away those memberships when we open in September.
So you're going to be doing tours for schools and...
The first year we're open, we'll have every 4th, 5th, and 6th grader through the museum as part of a partnership with the school district. We hope to broaden that by a grade or two every year. So that eventually we'll get every 1st through 8th grader through the museum at least once every year.
That is fantastic.
Our curriculum in the museum was created in partnership with the school district. So kids can start a lesson in the classroom, come to the museum, do a really hands-on portion of it, and then go back to school with material that we've prepared with the school district, and the teachers can sort of wrap up the experience in the classroom.
What a wonderful way to learn.
It really is, and it's something that this community really, really needs, because education doesn't just happen sitting at a desk, obviously. Kids can come to the museum and have a hands-on experience, go back to the classroom and explore it further, or take what they learn in the museum out into the community and enact it there too, which is pretty exciting.
And can I tell me about the galleries now? Let's say we're talking about animals from Nevada, wild animals. Will there be a display and then a sign talking about all the animals and where they live and what they do? And
that's actually part of Under the Stars. There's a little bit of stuff in that gallery about native animals. The gallery that focuses the most on Nevada is called Nevada Stories. There's everything in there from the history of transportation in the state, Native American culture, everything. And there's an archaeological dig. There's a nice section that talks about both historic and modern mining, obviously a huge part of why Nevada is what it is. Pioneer life, ranching, everything that's contributed to making Nevada what it is as a state. And even beyond that, there's a lot of, not a lot of text in the museum, because kids don't stand there and read.
Is it audio?
There's tons of audio in the museum, everything from ambient sounds. One of my favorites is we have an actual walkthrough mine tunnel that we partnered with a couple of mines up in Virginia City to help create. So artifacts found in there were created in conjunction with those mines up in Virginia City so that they have some real historic value.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the mine tunnel, you'll hear miner slang
while
you're in there.
Really?
And there's an interactive piece that lets kids grab the handle of a pickaxe and move it back and forth so they get a feel for how hard it was to swing an axe in a little tiny mine tunnel.
Yeah.
Looking for minerals.
How fun. It's like Disneyland.
Very much.
And kids love interacting now.
Hands-on everything.
A great way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a big deal.
It is. It's a huge deal. And the reason I think you maybe haven't heard of it is because we've been quietly mm-hmm. raising the funds.
Well, security too, you know.
Right.
But so you get all that in place.
We're ready to announce it to the world, and that's why.
When do you open exactly?
September 10th
is our grand opening.
Okay.
If you buy a membership between now and August 15th, there's a members-only preview on September 3rd. So if you want to get in before the general public on the 10th, buy your membership now. You can do that either by calling us or by going online to nvdm.org, and we'll have you over for a special members preview on September 3rd.
And what is the fee going to be to get in just to come and enjoy the day?
Daily use is $8 general.
Cheap. So
whether
that's fantastic.
Whether you're a kid or an adult. Right?
Very reasonable.
Very affordable. But a membership for a family, even with just two children, for $85 a year, come back three times and you've covered that membership.
How long do you figure it takes to go through all the galleries and see everything and enjoy it?
I can see families spending an entire day.
Oh.
I mean, we have another room called Picnic Place, which is a room set aside just for families that want to bring their own lunch, go in there, you know, kind of enjoy a little quiet time, have lunch together, and then go back out into the museum. So
how marvelous.
It'll be the type of place you can spend an entire day if you want to.
You say your mission is inspiring curiosity, creativity, and the joy of lifelong learning.
That's right.
Is this right across the street from Comedy Underground?
But down the street.
Down the street a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
It's down the street a little bit.
Okay. I know where it is.
The old
now.
City Hall.
Still having trouble.
I got it now.
Trouble. He needs to
know
where it is. So 12 years, flourish into tomorrow's leaders, dreamers, scientists, farmers, artists, teachers, and helpers. The Nevada Discovery Museum.
That's right.
Wow. It's fantastic.
I have to say thank you to the Terry Lee Wells Foundation, their local foundation, our largest donor. They've really helped us make this happen. They came around with about just under a $5 million donation.
Whoa.
And it's really, really helped us make this project happen.
Well, I can't wait. This is going to be a big tourist attraction.
It will.
I mean, this is going to be good for our economy and everything.
Most museums start much smaller. We had a guy early on, his name was Chris Reese, who recognized the need in Reno for a children's museum. Did a lot of background work to make sure that it would work in our community. Realized that the City Hall building was going to become available. And that sort of dictated the size of the endeavor. That's a huge building.
Wow.
We added a little bit of square footage for a lobby that's on Center Street that contains our reception area, our museum store, and stuff like that. But
right out of the box.
It's huge, right. So
excellent.
This will be a world-class museum from the get-go. We will definitely see people coming from out of town to check this out.
And you're definitely going to need some volunteers. How could someone be involved with that?
Same thing. Go to our website. There's a button called Get Involved, and then from there you can find a volunteer form. We have a volunteer coordinator who will answer your request and will definitely put you to work.
Give them the website again.
NVDM.org. It's short for Nevada Discovery Museum.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so pleased. Thank you, Patrick, very much for coming in and telling
Thanks
us about
me.
It. Wow, we know something
sounds
new.
Sounds pretty cool.
I know. It sounds very cool.
And I know where it is. So.
Do you finally get it, huh?
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, come down and see us.
Google we'll Maps there. On over there.
Yes.
Stick around. More chit-chat on Broadview with JP and Steve Aussie's here with me. On 1270 The Buzz. We'll be right back.
1270 The Buzz.
Here we are. You own a business here in the Reno area. You've survived the worst point of the economy, and what you do now will determine where your company will be in 5 or even 10 years from now. Increasing your market share for your business from competitors, maintaining or establishing your company as a leader in its field among consumers is what you do now. The Reno Media Group has multi-platform marketing vehicles that can do just that. Social media, video, radio broadcast, reaching over 200,000 people can be your tool. Our consultants can show you opportunities to skyrocket your sales, establish your company as a leader. Take a few minutes out of your day. Learn about how the Reno Media Group can market your business in ways you may not have thought possible. Call Carrie at 829-1964. Learn about marketing opportunities that could catapult your company into increased market shares and sales. Call 829-1964 and ask for Carrie.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, welcome back to Broadview. Steve Ossie's here with me, a guru, financial guru, and co-host of Nevada Matters. And we always talk to him about the market. He's also a broker, has his own business up in Incline. SteveOssie.com. Well, the sign of how the expectations had fallen for the U.S. economy are pretty obvious with the job report coming out. Everybody was thinking, ooh, down, down, down. And it turned out a little better than they thought.
Mm-hmm. 117,000 jobs. But that's just treading water. That's just what we need to keep up with the population growth.
So well, it kind of gives you hope.
It's not good. It's treading water.
Yeah. 117,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. Not exactly a strong recovery.
No, and then Obama took a victory lap around the Oval Office there because unemployment, the official number, went from 9.2 all the way down to 9.1%.
Whoa, two people got a new job, huh?
Yeah. And it was ready for a press release to talk about his success.
All he's done.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, did the market maybe know that America's credit rating was going to be downgraded? We're going to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
From AAA to the first time in history since 1970, right? I mean, 1917.
70 years ago, yeah.
1917.
Yeah, it could have.